The local high school football season officially kicked off on Thursday night when the Hoopa Warriors welcomed the St. Bernard's Crusaders to Hoopa for the first game of the season. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on that game in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories of the week, including looking ahead to a busy weekend of high school football, what local soccer fans can expect from an early season tournament at McKinleyville High School, how College of the Redwoods football is preparing for the new season, news of a coaching change at CR, and a change announced by the HDNL that will affect local fans this year. But first up, the St. Bernard's Crusaders and Hoopa Warriors got a busy weekend for local football underway on Thursday night in the first official high school game of the season. And it was a good night for the Crusaders, who cruised to a 45-6 victory to get their season off to a flying start. Perhaps most impressive was the fact that six different St. Bernard's players scored their six touchdowns. Elsewhere this weekend, several other local teams will be in action, including some all-local games here on the North Coast. Big Four rivals Fortuna and Del Norte, who shared the conference championship a year ago with St. Bernard's, will meet in a non-conference showdown at Husky Field under the Friday night lights, with kickoff set for 7:30 p.m. Both teams are expected to be among the best in the HDNL again this fall and to challenge for the conference championship once again. Also on Friday night, the McKinleyville Panthers will host Kelseyville in their season opener, while the Willits Wolverines will host Weed and the Ukiah Wildcats will host Rancho Cotati. The action continues on Saturday afternoon with defending 7AA state champion Ferndale hosting Fort Bragg at 2 p.m. And on Saturday night, the Eureka Loggers will host the defending Little Four champs Arcata at the Redwood Bowl, with kickoff set for 7:30. Saturday night's showdown will begin a new era for the Loggers, who have new head coach Sam Edmonds calling the shots this year and are looking for their first victory since 2022 after a winless campaign last fall. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, six of the seven HDNL teams are in action at the McKinleyville Boys Tournament this weekend. The two-day event got underway on Friday afternoon, with the playoffs set for Saturday afternoon and the championship game kicking off at 4 p.m. In addition to the host school, the eight-team tournament will also feature Arcata, Del Norte, Eureka, Fortuna, Fort Bragg, St. Bernard's, and Willits. The Del Norte Warriors won an exciting and closely fought race for the HDNL championship a year ago, and this year's league is expected to be wide open once again, with several teams liking their chances to take home the pennant. In local college football, College of the Redwoods has named a new starting quarterback after last weekend's scrimmage against Southern Oregon University in Ashland. This season, the Corsairs need to replace record-setting QB Max Huff, who has moved on to play at Division II Colorado Mesa. Huff, a Fortuna High graduate, took over as the starter at CR midway through his freshman season and would go on to set school records for most career touchdown passes with 40, career passing yards with 4,008, and career pass completions with 291. After Saturday's scrimmage, head coach Jason White announced that Brighton Livingston, who was from Eagle Point, Oregon, has emerged as the number one choice after a competitive battle throughout camp, and he will get the start in the season opener at Merced College next weekend. The Corsairs, who ended a three-decade bowl victory drought with a thoroughly dominating 63-0 win over Hartnell College to end last season, will get a rematch against Hartnell in their home opener at the Redwood Bowl in 2 weeks. The Corsairs will play all five of their regular season home games at the Redwood Bowl this fall. In other college sports news, the Corsairs recently named Bree Nordren as the new head coach of the women's basketball team. The 2018 Arcata High graduate, who also played 2 years at CR, takes over from Jane Tuohy, who stepped down earlier this year after 7 years in charge of the program. Tuohy enjoyed plenty of success in the role and led the CR women to three playoff appearances and a Golden Valley Conference Championship in 2020. Nordgren, who was the starting point guard on that championship winning team, also played 2 years at Simpson University in Reading after her time at Seor. She got her coaching start as an assistant at Simpson, and this will be her first head coaching job. The Seor women begin practice for the upcoming season in early October. Cal Poly Humboldt, meanwhile, announced the 2024 Hall of Fame class this week, with former Jacks football star and current NFL player Alex Kappa topping the list. Kappa, who plays for the Cincinnati Bengals, is one of seven individuals who will be inducted into the University Athletics Hall of Fame, a list that also includes national championship winning rowing coach Robin Meggs, as well as the 1979 men's cross-country team. The Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on October 18th at the Blue Lake Casino. The 29-year-old Kappa, who is from Dublin, played for the Jacks from 2014 to 2017. He was drafted in the third round of the NFL draft by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2018 and has played for the Bengals since 2022 after signing with the team as a free agent. He won a Super Bowl ring with the Bucs in 2020 and has started 79 games in the NFL. In other local sports news this week, the HDNL has announced a first ticket price increase for games in two decades. According to League Commissioner Jack Lakin, significant increases in the cost of travel, uniforms, supplies, equipment and officials have forced the increase. Tickets for games this year will be $8 for adults, up from $5, and $5 for students, seniors and children, up from $3. And finally this week, the local motorsports season is winding down at the Redwood Acres Raceway. The local track will host a busy night of action on Saturday with the Spears SRL Southwest Tour Series returning to the Redwood Acres Raceway for the first time since 2016. The race night will be the second to last of the season at the Eureka Track. And that's this week's Caymud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.